WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming king awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Welcome, my friends, to the Texas Power Hour with Pastor Carolyn Sism and friends. This radio show is an outreach ministry of Eastgate Ministries in Katy, Texas. Experience the power. Experience the glory with Pastor Carolyn Sism. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.
I was seated amongst the minister, but no one seemed to be listening. And I spoke out a prophecy. Watch for a sign in the sky, because a paradigm or prophetic shift in the earth. In the dream, I was second guessing myself as to why I would say such a thing. And when the prophecy came forth, it was like the Lord reminded me that He placed His star in the sky when Jesus was born. And He put another sign in the sky when He made the prophetic shift on the earth last week. So on Wednesday, December the 6th, I believe the prophetic shift was the unsealing of the prophecies of Zechariah regarding Jerusalem with the proclamation of Donald J. Trump that the United States recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel. On December the 3rd, 2017, we had a super moon. I cannot say that was a sign in the sky. However, it is what it is. It was there, it was bright, and it was a sign in the sky. And God told me He was going to put a sign in the sky. It was there. It has been 70 years since the state of Israel was declared a nation.
Yeah. Yes.
69 years and 7 months. They keep saying it over and over, 70 years on the news, but it doesn't fit them. That this is a prophetic number of God's fulfillment throughout the Bible.
Yes.
That He operates in 70-year sequences.
Yes.
It is my persuasion when Donald J. Trump signed the proclamation declaring to the world that it was a prophetic action that unsealed, at least in part, Zechariah's prophecies regarding the future of Jerusalem. Most of us, when we prophesy things, we have no clue what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's what we see, that's what we hear, that's what we say. And Zechariah knew that he was prophesying to Ezra and Nehemiah, and that we call them the 520, because it was year 520, when they started rebuilding the wall and the temple and the city. See, he thought he was prophesying to them, but he was prophesying about Jerusalem from that day forward until Jesus comes again. And when Zechariah prophesied, it was at the time of the restoration of the temple after they had been in a 70-year exile. And exactly, the Lord sent them back. It has been 70 years that Israel has been declared a nation. Zechariah proclaimed Jerusalem would not fade into oblivion. It would emerge victorious above all other landmarks in the world. Now, it's been through all kinds of battles and all kinds of judgments, and
yes.
You can read in the Bible, God judges Israel just like he judges us.
Right.
And I'd say judgments on the earth, and it's a good time for you to keep yourself straight with
Amen.
God.
Amen.
So on July the 16th, and most of you were here, I preached a message on the sealed city of Jerusalem because I was preaching on the seals of God. And Zechariah 1:17, I have returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Throughout the Bible, when the word line, and this word is quav, really says with a Z. It's Q-A-V, but it's pronounced Z-A-V. However you want to pronounce that. When that word line is used throughout the Bible, it's the Lord establishing his sovereignty. The line Ezekiel's temple is a vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the glory of the gospel. The line in the book of Revelation, I think it's 81 times it's mentioned, and each time a line is drawn, God establishes that as his line of sovereignty, and it will be done and it will be finished, just as he says it is. Not one inch of its territory will be sacrificed, as evidenced by the surveyor's line and the measuring line, nor will one infringement be tolerated. Zechariah 1:14b. Thus says the Lord, I'm jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. Now, even today, as we're standing here, there are battles going on or fighting going on in Bethlehem and Ramallah. We were in all those places. When God sent us to Israel the last time, he sent us into the West Bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we were sent to.
Yes.
We were sent to the West Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And to call forth what God is doing, what God has already established at Jacob's well.
Amen.
Okay, so that line has already been drawn, and it will come to pass in fullness. Jerusalem is a sealed city and a sealed Zion. God gave Zechariah significant spiritual truths related to the past and future of Jerusalem. There were 8 night visions. They came to Zechariah in the 8th month of 519 B.C. These visions were bunched for a purpose. Now, if you can, I don't know how many of you had visitations of the Lord where he came and he raptured you into vision, but it takes a whole lot out of the strength of your body to be raptured into a vision like these. If this man was strong enough to receive 8 of those visitations and 8 of those visions, where he was raptured into this is amazing unto itself. But each one of these reveal a different aspect about the seal on Jerusalem. Each one of those have to do with God's seal on Jerusalem. in July, and some of you were there. I attended a conference that Susan told me about it at his presence church on Friday night and Saturday morning. The guest speaker was Pastor Steve, I want to call him Theo Kalumpke, from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
He quickened my spirit because he also believed, and he was ministering on the Five Lion Scroll. He also believed that God had unsealed some things in the Bible. Okay, I believe, in my persuasion, I can't say thus saith the Lord on this. It's just for my study of Scripture, not because God has spoken to me. But I believe that Zechariah's prophecies about Israel and God's end time purposes for Jerusalem were unsealed this week. That's what I believe. Zechariah, at that time, Pastor Steve ministered on the flying scroll, and I'll go over this briefly. Then I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a flying scroll. And he said to me, "What do you see?" And I answered, I said, "I see a flying scroll. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then he said to me, "This is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that steals shall be cut off as one as on that side according to it. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief and the house of him that swears falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of the house and shall consume it with the timber thereof when the stone thereof." It says also, swearing by God's name is profaning God's name. And Hollywood, let me tell you, they have come up under this curse. Because how they profane the name of God and how they swear by God's name, you can't even turn on news anymore that someone isn't swearing by God's name. The Hebrew word for scroll is magella. The magella is an oval container which contains a rolled scroll where the rolled scroll is stored. It's size 20 feet by 10 feet. Pastor Steve identified it as an SS-1 Scud missile. I told you all about this in July. North Korea has launched 16 missiles in 2017. I cannot say that these are also signs. I cannot say that. However, during the teaching, my eyes were alert. Steve thought these prophecies, which have been sealed, are now being unsealed. I had not heard anyone else but me say that. Zechariah detailed the city of Jerusalem's place in history. C.R. Oliver, what happens in Jerusalem affects the whole world. The flying scroll illustrates a sealed destiny on those who seek to steal the spiritual truths of God and those who wrongfully swear by him and are not from him. Both groups will find themselves destroyed by the sealed scroll that covers the whole earth. We have to know that God's judgments are on the earth. Just as Israel did not recognize the coming of Jesus Christ, behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So are these days upon the world. The prophet Zechariah has been set aside for a long time. And men hardly read them anymore. But I can tell you that the seal that God gave Zechariah, the seal of Jerusalem, is not set aside. Scenes of the Battle of Jerusalem are described in chapter 14, along with Jesus' feet splitting the Mount of Olives, thus creating a new way of escape for the people and bringing deliverance from the nations. The result of how this is described, I'm going to read the scripture to you, is similar to a neutron bomb exploding. Taking away the flesh of the people while not disturbing the landscape, the objects, the vehicles, and the buildings. Zechariah 14:12. Carolyn, we're supposed to be having a Christmas message. I'm sorry, folks. I have but one message, and it's what God lays on my heart. And I don't know what time of year it is.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Right.
This shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth. The first vision in chapter 1, 8 through 12, pictures a man riding a red horse and standing among the myrtle trees. The man is Jehovah, the angel of the Lord. Zechariah's prophecy illumined the message of Haggai, who was used to mobilize the people to rebuild the temple, by showing they were the chosen of God for the task. And the Lord had us go in our Tuesday morning Bible study. We went through the book of Ezra, the book of Nehemiah, word by word by word. Mm-hmm. Did you think we were off course studying history? No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. We were on a prophetic journey.
Amen.
God showing us word by word how he moves among us and on the earth. Listening to Zechariah's words would understand their efforts were just a part of the seal in Jerusalem. They would be part of the sum for the seal of Jerusalem. In no way could their efforts be equated to the last day's Jerusalem. Zechariah made that clear, which would house the temple coming down from God. Just as Solomon's temple in Jerusalem fell to ruins, so their efforts would fail in history. But ultimately, God would bring a new Jerusalem and a new temple and culminate the seal of the city. Carolyn teaches New Jerusalem as purity. New Jerusalem is a spiritual temple, the ninth temple of the Bible. If we don't count the tabernacle of Moses and the tabernacle of David, then it's the seventh temple of the Bible. But I do count them in my calculations because I count a temple as to where the Lord dwells.
Amen.
The seventh temple is Jesus Christ when his ministry was on the earth. The eighth temple. Know you not that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Yes.
For you are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The ninth temple. For you know, if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We are being dissolved into Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Zerubbabel's temple was the fourth temple, and this is where Zechariah started his prophecy, counting the two tabernacles. The efforts of God's people in carrying out the rebuilding of the temple and the city itself would be rewarded by the Messiah, bringing his glory into it. Jerusalem would not fade into oblivion, but we would emerge victorious above all other landmarks in the world.
Yes.
The future of Jerusalem is outside brick and mortar efforts.
Yes.
It is. When you go to Jerusalem, you know that you're in a holy place. Mm-hmm. And you know that the hand, I mean, I've had visitations of the Lord when I go to Jerusalem every single time. Mm-hmm. The hand of the Lord would touch me. You don't go to Jerusalem unless you're sent. You don't go over there just to be a walk around and be a tourist.
Amen.
You go to Jerusalem because you got something to do for the kingdom of God while you're there. That's what God told me. He told me never go there as a tourist. God told Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Weaving between the rebuilding efforts of 520 BC and the future glory of Messiah's temple in the sealed city, Zechariah's words presented a monumental portrayal about the importance of untold generations as they interact with Jerusalem. Those who curse it or cause it difficulty will meet the judgment of God. That's what the word says. I believe the word.
Yes.
Those who bless it and seek to do the will of God in it will find prosperity and have the seal of God's blessing. It is written. Every aspect of the sealed city was explored by the Lord in his interaction with the prophet. The temple within, the people who would occupy it, and the nations which surround it are affected by the seal on it. God himself will always intervene and do so until the seal is perfected. 70 years since it was sealed as a state, 70 years a president of the most powerful nation in the world, seals that we have come into agreement with God, and Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
This is monumental to the world, and most of the world doesn't even know what happened.
Yes.
And the fact, see, all of these, there's a battle going on in Bethlehem and Ramallah, and I don't know where else around there. I mean, they're fighting and doing their thing. Okay, for 70 years, our nation has been under intimidation.
Yes.
We have allowed those nations and the nations of the world to intimidate us with threats. If you move your embassy to Jerusalem, we will create havoc. We will do terrorism. We will tear up the Middle East. That's a threat. That's intimidation.
Yes.
And the United States of America cannot succumb to that kind of intimidation.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But we should never, you should never allow someone to intimidate you.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. No one can threaten you. If someone puts a threat on you, you bust right through that.
Amen.
Whew. The Lord sealed the territory by creating the state of Israel. Second, by manifesting himself, continuing to deposit in that territory the people and the means to bring about his end time sealing. To the nations who come against the seal and its sealer, they will discover they have hit God's time seal. Just like we watched God's hand on Donald J. Trump. Every single power and principality and everything that has come against him and has turned on them the next week. The next week. Touch not God's anointed, do his prophets no harm.
Amen.
And that's not a threat. That's just like that's the way God works.
Yes. Amen.
The Lord will go forth and fight against those nations. God, it would take, I can't imagine that somebody hasn't read this book, they don't know what's going on. Why they would do these things when they know that God says he's going to come against them. Or maybe they read it and they don't understand it. Or maybe they think that whatever Zechariah was saying, he was just saying it. You know, people do that. They think prophets are just talking. I feel the Lord told me this week that church has become spoiled to hearing prophetic voices. And they've been spoiled to hearing the prophetic guidance of the Lord. And they're not listening to it. They walk on in their own way. They go their way. And the prophet that is hearing the voice of God, that the people are going on their own way. And only those who are walking close to God are going to be able to hear the prophetic word Amen. Of God. Because those who walk their own way will no longer hear his voice.
Amen.
New Jerusalem is a spiritual city, perfect in God. Yet there is still a steel seal on earthly Jerusalem. Those who curse it or cause it difficulty will meet the judgment of God. And those who bless it will find prosperity. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem today.
Yes, Lord.
My cities shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. He chose Jerusalem this week. It's a sovereign move of God. In 2017, all who visit Zion will see the present fulfillment of this prophecy of prosperity. Not one inch of its territory will be sacrificed in the fullness of time. This is the law of the temple. All the surrounding area on top of the mountain will be most holy, such as the law of the temple. There will be no Canaanite curse left. There will be no Canaanite left. Canaanite is the unclean sex spirits. What is God doing right now? Tell me what God is doing right now.
Leave it away.
He's cleaning out the Canaanite curse.
Amen.
He's cleaning out the unclean
Thank
sex
you,
spirits.
Lord.
It's happening simultaneously.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I mean, like all at once, all these people are being found out. This can't happen all at once. This is happening because God is moving. Okay. The next one is the four horns, and I'm going to skip for time because I want to get to something here at the end. But the four horns represent rulers or military power that attack Jerusalem through the years, the Babylonians, the Medes, the Persians, the Greeks, and Roman Empire. The prophet said the craftsmen would cut the four horns in half.
Amen.
Nearly every Western nation in an affiliate is an affiliate of the fourth horn, the Roman Empire. This horn and those associated with it have affected almost all the known world. That any word against the fourth horn are understand to pertain to most of the Gentile world, i.e. United Nations. Mm-hmm. United Nations has come against our nation coming into agreement with this.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, I want to get to the basket, and that's where I'm going to close. And you can read my notes because it's packed out. Zechariah 5:6. The angel that talked with me went forth and said to me, lift up your eyes and see what is this that goes forth. I said, what is it? He said, this is a sheaf out of our basket that goes forth. He said, moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth. There was lifted up a talent of lead. This is the woman that sits in the midst of the basket. This is wickedness. He cast it in the midst of the basket, and he cast the weight of lead. He sealed it upon the mouth. Then I lifted up my eyes, and behold, there came two women, and the wind was in their wings, but they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the basket between the earth and the heaven. And I asked the angel, where are they taking the basket? And he said, to build it a house in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon her own base. Wickedness personified in the woman and her sealed basket relates to false religions, more especially Islam. Mm. The package was supernaturally taken out of Jerusalem and ferried to Babylon, modern Iraq, where the totality was planted and based. In the year 2017, our military has defeated ISIS in Iraq. Okay, we're giving the credit to the Iraqis, okay? They say they've defeated them. Good. Whoever does it, we're good with that. However, there is no victory there. Iran is now strongly planted in Iraq. Iran has set up their caliphate, and they have set up their region in Iraq. I won't even go into the God-begotten nations today. We know that there are still false religions that occupy Israel and Jerusalem. That's God's business and that's God's time, but I can promise you I know who will take care of it.
Yes.
He will.
Yes.
Just like he took care of this. Ultimately, the Lord will reveal the seal on Jerusalem to the world and take possession of that holy city. He says, I will be a wall of fire around her, and I will be glory in her midst. If you look at Jerusalem on your screen right now, there's fires burning all around Jerusalem. There are fires of wickedness everywhere where they're setting fires. They're rolling tires set on fire, and they're rolling those fires all around Jerusalem, all around Israel. He says, I will be the glory in her midst.
Yes.
Yes.
I will be the glory in her midst.
Yes.
Thanks, Connor.
Those who come to his city will either be provided for and protected or destroyed. Mm-hmm. Hence the admonition to those remaining in ancient Babylon to leave that land and get under the seal of the blood of Jesus Christ. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people. I will dwell in your midst. And the Lord will take possession of Judah as his inheritance in the Holy Land and will again choose Jerusalem. The train of history had to move forward to the time when that which was tainted, compromised, and stained through iniquity would pass away to make room for the new Jerusalem, the city of God, the body of Christ, and the new temple when we're dissolved into Christ. To show the discrepancy between the 520 BC crowd, Jerusalem, Zerubbabel's temple, and the future Jerusalem, Zechariah portrayed the investiture and ultimate crowning of Joshua the high priest. The 520 BC temple was a continuation of the old covenant. The new temple would not be. First, Joshua the priest, representing the 520 bunch, had to be cleansed and changed. Jesus the high priest of the new temple, which replaced theirs, was indeed a wondrous sign. And God put a sign in the sky. He put a star when he brought forth in the fullness of time. There again, his fullness of time, he put a sign in the sky of that which he had done. Jesus would not wear the tainted garments of the previous priesthood. His priesthood was holy and without sin. The 520 Joshua crowd clearly used the engraved stones of seven eyes, which is the branch, the greater high priest. With him, all the iniquity of the land would be removed in a day. After him, there would be no need of the original priesthood. He was perfectly perfect. Similarly, the glorious high priest was invested with a crown, making him the first true king priest, which was an unheard of office in 520 BC. Behold, the man whose name is the branch. He shall sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And men say, peace, peace, but there is no peace. I heard the President of the United States say this week, that for 70 years, men have been declaring that if we would not move Jerusalem, that it would bring peace to the Middle East. But there is no peace. But there is no peace. So we must obey God, and we must come into agreement with God, because it is not peace that us agreeing with the world system and agreeing with the nations of the world that has brought to Jerusalem.
Amen.
We have seen the hand of God move. How long will it take for the next shift in the earth? But there was a shift in the earth this week.
Amen.
Even the snow that came into the south was a sign and a wonder.
Yes.
God moving on the earth.
Yeah.
I'm going to close it up. So it will be at the end when the last days are upon the world and the time has come for Messiah, the sign, to usher in his day. The prophet Zechariah will have been set aside for a long time, but the seal of Jerusalem will not have been set aside. I will save you and you shall be a blessing.
Yes.
And just as I promised to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of hosts, and I would not relent. So again these days, I am determined to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah.
Yes.
Many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. For the Lord of hosts will visit his flock, the house of Judah. The nations who will come against the seal and the sealer will be destroyed. It shall be one day which is known to the Lord. And the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations. And the Lord will come and all the saints with him. The seal on Jerusalem will be perfected and its people will be sealed with it. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. In that day, holiness to the Lord shall be engraved on the bells of the horses, as every part in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holy to the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Strong word, Pastor. Strong. That is.
Hallelujah. Brother Scott, would you come and take your liberty, sir? And you're not, we're okay on time.
Yes, take your time.